When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 659. How to Change Every Part of Your Life with Tiny Habits by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I simply narrate blogs for you, usually, sometimes books, all with permission from the authors. And before we get to today's post, I'm doing a book drawing at midnight tonight for someone random on my weekly newsletter mailing list. So if you want to be entered for free, make sure you join at oldpodcasts.com. By the way, if you join a long time ago and you're not getting my emails, or really if you're not opening them, you will automatically be unsubscribed. So make sure you're getting those emails and opening them up if you want to be in the raffles. But again, if you're not on it yet, make sure you're on the mailing list at oldpodcast.com. For now, let's hear another post and continue optimizing your life. How to Change Every Part of Your Life with Tiny Habits by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com. I've always promoted the idea of starting small when creating new habits. We all know that we can't start a new workout routine by running 10 miles a day. That's obvious. But even if you aren't starting that big, you may be starting too big. It's usually not starting way too big that messes us up. It's starting just a little bigger than we should have. Just big enough to stop the habit after a few days, weeks, or months. This is where tiny habits come in. BJ Fogg, PhD, has started a habit revolution with tiny habits, and people are accomplishing amazing things by implementing them. I'm gonna show you how they work and how you can start implementing tiny habits today. Right now, actually. How habits work. You acquire habits through repetition. There was a myth that it takes 21 days to form a new habit, which is probably true for some habits, but there wasn't much science to back that claim up. And my personal experience shows that not to be true. Studies now show that it takes closer to 2 months. That's not the point here though, because this is going to be so easy, you shouldn't have a problem doing it. However, since it is so easy, you'll be able to do it for well over 2 months, even as you increase the habit. What's important is that you know you need to consistently, daily, repeat a new habit for it to stick. But this isn't as easy as it sounds. The first day usually goes well, and maybe the second, possibly the entire week while you're still motivated by the newness of the habit. But how long does it last if you start too big? Not long, unless you're extremely self-disciplined, but even then, there's no reason to make it so hard on yourself. You risk losing the habit. Habits are not created out of motivation. Motivation is always temporary. We're looking for a way to do our habits whether we are motivated or not. Dr. Fogg has found that way. To make a habit stick, start small and slowly increase your habits until you're where you want to be. Start with a tiny habit. Here's how they work. How tiny habits work. BJ Fogg describes a tiny habit as a behavior you do at least once a day, a behavior that takes you less than 30 seconds, and a behavior that requires little effort. Part of the habit creation process is the reward. In The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg explains that habits are made up of three primary parts: cue, routine, and reward. You need something that cues you to start the habit, the trigger, then you do the habit, then you have to experiment with some type of reward. Since a tiny habit is tiny, the reward should be tiny as well, and it will still work. Dr. Fogg suggests that enthusiastically saying the word awesome after completing a tiny habit can be enough to help it stick. A tiny habit only requires a tiny reward. Here's how Dr. Fogg puts it, quote, "The stronger you feel a positive emotion after your tiny habit, the faster it'll become automatic in your life," unquote. It's important to add each tiny habit after an existing habit. Your existing habit is the trigger. There are things you do every day no matter what. These are things like eating, bodily functions, waking up, things you do that you don't even think about doing. Here are some examples of tiny habits combined with existing behaviors. After I brush my teeth, I will floss one tooth. After I pour my morning coffee, I will text my mom. After I start the dishwasher, I will read one sentence from a book. After I walk in my door from work, I will get out my workout clothes. After I sit down on the train, I will open my sketch notebook. After I hear any phone ring, I will exhale and relax for 2 seconds. After I put my head on the pillow, I will think of one good thing from my day. After I arrive home, I will hang my keys up by the door. It's important to combine the habit with a previously established habit so you'll remember to do it every time. How behavior works. Depending on the type of habit you're creating, you will approach it differently. It's very important to know which type of behavior change you're going for. There are actually 15 ways behavior can change. It all depends on if you've done the behavior before, how long you plan to do the behavior, and the type of behavior. Dr. Fogg's behavior grid is shown in this post. It may seem overwhelming, but Dr. Fogg actually made it even easier. He created a behavior wizard that guides you through a series of questions and then explains which one of the 15 types your behavior falls into. I highly suggest typing any habit you're working on into that wizard to learn more about the specific type of behavior change at behaviorwizard.org/WP. Putting it all together. Of course, if you keep the habit tiny forever, you'll continue to see tiny results. The idea is to increase the habit over time. You're not looking for results in the beginning. You're just trying to create the habit. The results come later. After you use the bathroom, you may do 2 push-ups. Next week, make it 4. In 12 weeks, you'll be doing 24 push-ups every time you have to pee. If you implement the habit of drinking more water, you'll be doing well over 100 push-ups a day. I highly recommend watching Dr. Fogg's video about tiny habits when you have a few minutes. They really can change your life, and you can use them in every area. You just listened to the post titled, How to Change Every Part of Your Life with Tiny Habits by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. In that video he mentioned at the end, the TEDx talk, that's one my brother from Optimal Health Daily recommends frequently, so frequently that I shared it in my weekly newsletter a long time ago. So if you've been part of that for a while or been listening to Optimal Health Daily, you might have already watched it. And by the way, if you are part of that mailing list, you'll be entered to win a book tonight at midnight. And if you're not on it, you can join now to be entered. It's totally free. Just come by oldpodcast.com. And make sure you're getting the emails and opening them up, otherwise you'll be unsubscribed automatically. And that should do it for today. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a great weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.